You're listening to Get Fed Today, one podcast designed to provide the Christian a hearty Bible study 5 days a week. While our mission is to showcase a variety of different Bible teachers, if you want to access more content from a particular pastor, simply listen to the end of the episode for additional information. On behalf of the entire team at Get Fed Today, it is our prayer that today's episode encourages your growth in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we're going to start with verses 3 through 5, and then we're going to springboard into some other verses. 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verses 3 through 5, and God's will, within a couple of few weeks, we'll be back going verse by verse through the book of Romans. Lord, thank you again that you have brought us to a new year. You brought us here. And Lord, we're just waiting, Lord, with great anticipation to hear you speak to us. So Lord, speak to us, guide us, direct us, open up our eyes so we might behold those wondrous things in your word. So speak to us today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, looking at verses 3 through 5. And the title of this message is Fasting God's Way. And for some of you, I put on social media, why fast? I couldn't think of the title that I put in my notes. I was here at the church after doing the, before I did the a funeral yesterday. I just said, oh man, I forgot to post what tomorrow's message. And I just said, I know it's got something to do with fasting. So I just threw why fast, but that's not the title. The title is Fasting God's Way. And as we have mentioned several times, each year our church, we go on a different type of fast. And we're presently starting today a 21-day fast. So for you note takers, Roman numeral number one, what is fasting? What is fasting? Sometimes in order to know what a verse means, you have to know what it doesn't mean. Number one, fasting is not God's children going on a hunger strike to make God see things our way or to give us what we want. That's not what fasting is. Fasting is denying the physical to concentrate on the spiritual. See, we live in a society that is addicted to and displaying all sorts of bizarre behaviors. And Christians are caught up as well. Christians are addicted to nicotine, to prescription and recreational drugs, to alcohol, addicted to food. And what our problem is that we have ignored and neglected the Christian discipline of fasting, of learning to say no to the appetites of the body. See, if you feel some addictive pull in your life, try fasting, which is saying no to your body appetites, saying no for a meal, for a day or a week or for 21 days like we're doing, or there are 40-day fasts, and many people throughout church history have gone through and have done 40 days of fasting. Jesus, Moses, Elijah, just to name a few. Practicing saying no through fasting enables us to say no to other temptations that comes our way daily. This is the purpose of fasting, to give us the power. All our flesh wants to do is eat, sleep, and have sex. That's all our flesh wants to do. And when we begin to say no to our body appetites and inclinations, we will have the power to say no when temptation comes our way on a daily basis. So for my note takers, Roman numeral number two, reasons to fast. Reasons to fast. And I believe that there are five reasons to fast. Number one, marital problems. Marital problems. This takes us to 1 Corinthians chapter 7 in verses 3 through 5. Notice what it says there. It says, let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. And do not deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer and come together again, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. So I already know, just you, many of you hearing these verses, you already got an issue. I know how you are. I know how hearing these types of things will cause you to be like, what? What was that? Yeah, we're gonna just talk about it. Because remember, the first reason for fasting is marital problems. So the Apostle Paul teaches us that fasting and prayer has a way of healing marital problems. This means husband and wife need to fast and pray and seek God for a specified period of time. Notice it says, give themselves to fast and pray. It said, let it be consent for a time. Symphonos is that Greek word. It's not on the screen for you note takers. S-U-M-P-H-O-N-O-S. Symphonos, it means harmony. It comes from a compound Greek word that sin means together, and phone means sound. So it speaks of a harmonious sound, meaning that when husband and wife have marital problems and you say, okay, I heard on today that we need to give ourselves to fasting and pray. We need to do it consent for a time. We need to be harmonious in this agreement in fasting and praying. It can't be one person say, I fast, and then the other person either knows nothing about it or says, I'm just not doing that. So there's ways around that. Because this means, why does a husband and wife need to consent for a time? Because this means no sexual intimacy during the time you guys have consent to fasting. Meaning that fasting is, remember the definition, is denying the physical to concentrate on the spiritual. Why? Because sex has a way of giving off that things are okay in the marriage when they are not. Those endorphins that's kicked off during fasting, it causes you for a moment to forget about the marital problems. All that did was you just had some pleasure for a moment, but the issues didn't get resolved. Fasting has a way of getting to the root of the problem, which all problems in marriages, they boil down to some simple things, pride and selfishness. And through fasting, you get humbled and God can speak to you about your pride and your selfishness. And all this kind of stuff. Well, I'm going to show you how pride and selfishness gets in there. What is the mantra of the day? This is my body. I do what I want with my body. That's nothing but selfishness. Fasting and praying will humble you. All this is my body. No, because Paul said, he made it very clear. He said that the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do you notice how the word of God always goes against the world's philosophy? Always. Always. All that, this is my body, I do what I want with my body. All that kind of rubbish, that is just rubbish. And no wonder Christian marriages are crumbling just as fast as marriages in the world. Because too many Christians have embraced the philosophy of the world. And fasting and praying will humble you to see things God's way. Remember, fasting is denying the physical to focus and concentrate on the spiritual. Now, after the fasting, Paul said, come back together again so Satan doesn't cause problems in this particular area. In other words, come back together intimately so Satan doesn't bring someone your way to take care of your physical needs while you are fasting. Now, you know, this is... Now, some people say, well, you know, both my husband and wife, we were not Christians, and then I just gave my life to the Lord, you know, so how does that work, you know? My husband's not a believer, and he definitely doesn't understand some stinking Christian fasting. And no intimacy? He's, oh, no, not my husband. Okay. At night, he's like, hey, honey, tap, tap, tap. And while I'm tapping you, here is a little glass of water and some Motrin just in case you claim you got a headache. So here you go. He's not going to understand this. He's not a Christian. Okay, watch this. Watch this. You can still give yourself to fasting and prayer, even if you happen to be married to an unbeliever. You can fast during the day. And then at night when he's tapping you with some Motrin and a juice bottle, then you can be intimate with him because he doesn't understand. He's a non-Christian. He doesn't understand those types of things. So, but you can fast during the day. There's ways to do this. Because, folks, we can think of the easiest and a myriad of reasons not to fast. And the main reason, and I'm not getting on you for this. Well, I'm on special medication. And I cannot fast. I must take food with my medication. Okay, if you do, okay, amen. Praise the Lord. You got to, you know, take your food with your medication. How many times do you have to take it? Okay, I have to take my medication once a day. Okay. How about you take your medicine in the morning? You eat breakfast, take your medication in the morning, fast the rest of the day. And then, watch this, and then don't eat again until the next morning when you break the fast. That's what breakfast used to be, a breaking of the fast. And you can fast that way. Don't think you can get over on this. There's ways around this. Especially for those who I have to take my medication. Okay. Amen. Take your medication. We ain't telling you not to take it. God bless you. So don't leave here saying, Pastor Tony said, I need to fast not take my medication. You better take your medication. Especially you taking a certain medication that kind of deals with your behavior. Don't come up in here crazy. Our security, everybody on alert. Take your medicine. So that's not what we're talking about. So, number one, you fast if there are marital problems. You know, fasting will also reveal why you are really in the situation that you're in your marriage. Meaning that if you're married and let's say your relationship was totally, and especially today, this is easy to say this. Your relationship was totally based on sex. Fasting and praying will really reveal why you're there. Because if there's no intimacy during your particular fast, however long you decide to fast, you consent for a time. However long you decide to fast, if it was totally built on sex and you're fasting and there's no intimacy, it'll reveal why you really are married. Because if you just with them just for sex, fasting and praying will reveal that. It'll come out. Which comes down to pride or selfishness, one or two. It'll come down to one of those things. So, fast if there are marital problems. Number two, my note takers, fast for wisdom and direction for your life. In the book of Ezra, chapter 8, verse 21, It says that they fasted to seek God for the right way to go as a nation. So if you fast and pray and see what is the right way for you to go as a family, what is the right way for you to go as an individual, as a single parent, or whatever, fasting and praying, you're seeking God for the right way to go. Now, maybe you are not sure which way to go as a family, whether to take this promotion or job, which means you would have to leave the area, whether to get out of the military. Fasting and prayer will give you the wisdom you would need to make the proper decision as an individual, as a family. Please, please, please don't make a decision based solely on finances. We're good for that, because you will end up like Lot did in Genesis chapter 13, verse 10. Lot and Abraham, Abraham was Lot's nephew. Abraham was Lot's uncle, should I say. It's going to come out one way or another. They were kin folks, just to say, they were kin to each other. So Lot had a lot of cattle. Abraham had a lot of cattle. And then so the workers were starting to squabble with each other. And Abraham went to him and said, "Hey, Lot, bro, we're bros. Yeah, let us not fight. Let us split up. If you take the left, I take the right. If you take the right, I will take the left." So he gave Lot the choice. And the Bible says that Lot turned and looked in a certain direction and saw that it was well watered, or that it was green. And he chose the area of Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, the land was green. And so many people make decisions in life for their family because you're constantly looking at the green. How much money I'm going to make? How much more I'm going to make than here? And you're constantly looking at the green. You're just like Lot, because Lot saw that the area of Sodom and Gomorrah was green. Yes, it was great for cattle, but it was terrible for kids, because he went there and he lost his family. You said, "No, Pastor Tony, he had two daughters that got out." Did they really get out? They got out, but they were still influenced by Sodom. It's just like the old saying, you can take the brother out the hood, you can't take the hood out the brother. You took them out of Sodom, but you couldn't get Sodom out of them. They got their father drunk and had sex with them, because they thought that when God rained down fire and brimstone from heaven upon Sodom and Gomorrah to destroy, they thought that the world had ended. And they say, "Oh, we got to make sure our father's legacy." So they got Lot drunk. The first one went in and had sex with him, got pregnant. The next day, got Lot drunk again. And the second one went in. The first one had Moab, which became the Moabites. Second one, Ammon, which became the Ammonites. Two of the worst enemies Israel has ever seen. Two of the worst enemies. Philistines are up there. But Moab and Sodom, two of the worst. Two of the worst. So don't choose something because it looks green. "Oh, they're going to promote me, and I'm going to be the supervisor of the company." Well, there's this one little thing that we forgot to tell you, because now you moved there. There's one thing we got to tell you. Well, we need you to be available on Sundays and Wednesdays. And you're like, "Huh? You didn't tell me that before I moved." Well, you know, it's just, you know, you're a supervisor now. So You got to be available on those days. Do not make decisions. The Lord is talking to somebody. Do not make a decision because it looks green. And it may be a great decision, but it may not. How would you know? You got to fast and pray. Fast and pray for wisdom and direction. So, number one, fast and pray for marital problems. Number two, fast and pray for wisdom and direction. Number three, fast and pray to confirm God's will. In Acts 13, verses 1 and 2, It tells us that they were fasting and praying, seeking God's will for their lives. And the Lord said, separate Barnabas and Paul for the work that I have called them to. Notice when God spoke to them as they were fasting and praying. And maybe God has been speaking to your heart to do something for him. And you're not sure whether it is the Lord or not. Is that Lord? Is it not the Lord? Fasting and prayer is a way to confirm God's will for your life. As you fast and pray, the desire, watch this, don't miss this, the desire will become either stronger or weaker. God's word is the primary way God will confirm what his will is for our lives. And fasting and prayer will make the word of God clearer to us. So number one, we fast and pray for marital problems. Number two, fast and pray for wisdom and direction. Number three, fast and pray to confirm God's will. Number four, fast and pray for faith to overcome mountains. Faith to overcome mountains. This takes us to Matthew 17, verses 14 through 21. There was a boy there who was demon-possessed. And watch this. I love this part. And a frantic father brought him to the disciples, and they couldn't cast it out. Notice who brought his son for help. The father. Today, we will read this, and a frantic mother brought her son to... No. This was a frantic father. Fathers, men, we got to step up our game spiritually this year. Stop allowing your wife to lead you around spiritually like a little puppy dog. Stop. It's time for us to step it up. A way that you can get going, hey, 8 o'clock Sunday mornings, we get together as men and talk about the word of God as men. And we can talk and lay it out and, you know, and we ain't dogging you women out all the time. But sometimes, you know, but come on, we get to talk and as men about the word of God, 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. So a frantic father brought him to the disciples and they couldn't cast the demon out. So when Jesus, he came down from the mountain, they brought the boy to Jesus. Haven't you found this to be true in your life as well? As soon as you come down from the mountain of a church service or retreat, the devil's at the bottom waiting on you. So when Jesus comes down from the mountain, they brought the boy to Jesus and he cast the demon out of the boy. Then the disciples asked him privately why they couldn't do it. And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. And if you just had the faith of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed, and it will obey you. And here it is. But this kind only comes out through prayer and fasting. Clearly says that. Jesus is saying that the faith to see mountains removed out of our lives is given through fasting and prayer. What mountain are you facing as you're coming into 2025? Is it a financial mountain? Maybe it's the mountain of a difficult marriage. Or maybe it's the mountain of a divorce. Or is it the mountain for my precious, precious, precious singles? Is it the mountain of loneliness? The faith to see these mountains removed is given through fasting and prayer. Fasting will give us the faith. Because, see, the question is, what was Jesus talking about? This kind only come out but by prayer and fasting. This kind of demon or this kind of faith to see the demon come out? And many people say, well, he was talking about, you know, this kind of demon only come out through prayer and fasting. Maybe there's room for that. But it's not like when you come across something demonic that all of a sudden you say, okay, I see this is demonic. Satan, can you hold off a little bit. Let me fast a couple of days. Then I'm going to come back and cast you out. No, the point that Jesus is making is that we should constantly be living in a spirit of fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer should be a part of our spiritual repertoire. It should be a part of our what we have on our hip, our weapon. It should be a part of that, that we should constantly be fasting and praying. Not when we come across something demonic, we have to tell Satan, you know, won't you come back in a few days, you know, and then we'll do some business here? No. So the type of faith to see mountains removed is given to us through fasting and prayer. So number one, fasting for marital problems. Number two, for wisdom and direction. Number three, to confirm God's will. Number four, for the faith to overcome mountains. And finally, number five, power to overcome temptation. This is a big one. Power to overcome temptation. This takes us to Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, where we see Jesus being tempted by the devil and the power Jesus had to overcome his temptations came through prayer and fasting. And Satan came to Jesus at his weakest point at day 40. You remember I said that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Satan waited until day 40 to come to Jesus at his weakest point. When we read, and Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry, sometimes we can say, yeah, no kidding. He was fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Of course he's hungry. No. What that meant was that Jesus' body was starting to go into starvation mode. So the hardest days to fast is the first 3 days. That's where the edge of the couch looked like a roll from Roadhouse, you know, and broccoli, you know, looked like French fries and stuff. That's when it's the hardest. And then after day five, then the hunger leaves. And they said from day five to about day seven, after all the toxins and junk is gone out of your body, then your breath goes back to like a baby's breath. And very sweet, you know, a baby's breath. And then the hunger doesn't return until around day 40. When the hunger returns, your body is going into starvation mode. Now, that's a total fast. Technically, when you're doing a total fast where it's no water, no food, no more than 3 days. No more than 3 days. We ain't trying to come visit you in the hospital. Not trying to do that. What we're doing is commonly called a Daniel fast, where we gave you some options in your little booklet for you to, you know, pick a type of fast, you know. So this fast is different. The whole thing about looking at which fast you're going to choose, that's on you. We left that to you. However you want to fast. Some of you, this is all new. So don't think you say, okay, all right, we ought to fast. I'm going for 40 days. If Jesus can do it, it's okay. After 4 hours, you done. It's a wrap for you. So you start off little, and then you build your way up. Now, keep in mind, this is what's so important. Keep in mind that we must couple the reading of the Word of God with fasting and prayer. Because when Satan he came to Jesus with his three temptations, Jesus was able to defeat him with the Word of God. He quoted Deuteronomy 6:16, Deuteronomy 6:13, and Deuteronomy 8:3. He quoted those things. Those verses to defeat Satan. So during the time of fast, determine that you will read maybe a book of the Bible. And let it be more than the book of Philemon or the book of Jude, you know, or maybe 2nd or 3rd John, you know. But maybe you ought to start there. Maybe you ought to start there. 2nd John, you're like, oh, doing the fast, I'm going to read 2nd John. Okay, maybe graduate to 3rd John. Philemon, Jude, all one chapter books. But, like I said, start somewhere. Maybe you just start with a few verses. Maybe doing the fast, you get through maybe a chapter. You start it somewhere, but you must couple fasting with the Word of God. You have to. That's where God's going to be speaking to you, primarily in the Word of God. Did you know also when you fast, you become a sharper thinker? Because whenever we eat, all the blood rushes down to that belly to digest all that food. And that's why after you eat, you're like, ooh, I'm lightheaded. I need a nap. I bet you do. And some of you, we constantly need a nap because we constantly eating and putting food down there. But when you fast, instead of it going down to digest food, it goes to your brain. You become a clearer and sharper thinker. You know that, did you? Good stuff. Good stuff. I know you say, I'm on my nap. You know, okay. But just understand what's happening when you fast and pray. Now, let me conclude with this. We have just looked at 5 reasons to fast, and that's 1, marital problems. 2, wisdom and direction. 3, to confirm God's will. And 4, faith to overcome mountains. And 5, power to overcome temptation. Fasting and prayer and Bible reading is our boot camp that gets us ready to take back the land that Satan has taken from us. It is. No longer are we going to be passive, sitting back while the kingdom of darkness is advancing. Jesus said the harvest is great. So let us fast and pray and see the kingdom of God advanced on this earth. Jesus said the harvest is plenteous or plentiful. If he said it, then we got to take him at his word. Now, for those of you who have not yet repented of your sins and accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, in order to even be a part of this army, you must enlist. And you enlist by repenting of your sins and accepting Christ as your commander in chief. And this means you seek to obey what he says in his fighting manual, the Bible. And Jesus is still looking for a few good men and women. Of course, I had to use that slogan. And so be encouraged during this time of fasting, because I believe that many of you are going to experience a breakthrough in your marriage. You're going to see a breakthrough in the things that you were once confused about. You're going to see mountains removed. God is going to just begin to do a work in your life. And many of you, you're here and you're like, you know what? I want to start off the year right. I want to get back in church and stuff. Hey, this is the way to keep you on the straight and narrow. Fasting and prayer. And like I said, the booklet, you can pick the fast that you want to do. Maybe you want to fast for a meal or maybe, you know, 2 meals. Start somewhere. And get into prayer and the reading of the word. And I'm telling you, you will see God change your life. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this time you've given us. Lord, thank you for your word. We pray that you will speak to us, guide us, direct us by your Holy Spirit. I pray, God, that you would draw people to you, draw people back to you. Lord, there are some who have fallen away, but they want to come back to you. Lord, show them that you are here with open arms. And so, Lord, I pray, draw people to you today. Help us, Lord, in this journey of fasting that we're starting today. Help us to endure hardship like a good soldier. Help us, Lord, to get back up when we fall down. Lord, help us. You're not condemning us, but, Lord, you want to show us things. You want to do things through us. So, Lord, we pray as your humble servants that you will strengthen us during this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Get Fed Today. Today's sermon comes from Pastor Tony Clark. If you enjoy the message, you can access more of Pastor Tony's teaching ministry by visiting calvarynn.org.